Today we are joined by Greens candidate for Dixon, Vinnie Batten.
Hello, my name's Vinnie and I'm running as the Greens candidate for Dixon this federal election. I'm a 26-year-old environmental scientist, renting in Daybra, and working from home operating my small audio-visual conferencing business that connects people all across the globe. I grew up in rural New South Wales near Lismore and was born with a congenital disability resulting in a shorter left leg requiring multiple childhood surgeries. This made me very aware from a young age of the importance of strong public services like Medicare that give people an opportunity to reach their potential despite their surrounding circumstances. A few months ago, during the floods that hit us hard here in this area, as well as my friends and family down in Lismore, we saw the direct impacts of climate change. These events will only get more severe and more frequent unless we vote to tackle climate change head on. But we also saw firsthand how amazing it is when community comes together to pitch in, helping each other out and cleaning up. I'm running because I believe the federal government has let us down on policies that help out the average Aussie. I want a government that promises they'll do everything in their power to prevent further catastrophic bushfires and flooding, not shirk their responsibility on dealing with the climate crisis. We deserve better, and here's why I'm with the Greens. We'll bring strong action on climate change by investing in making Australia a renewable energy superpower. We'll tackle the housing and rental crisis of skyrocketing prices with well-designed public housing and rent increase caps. We'll get dental and mental health into Medicare. And we'll establish a strong federal ICAC to clamp down on the corruption and rorts we've become numb to constantly hearing about. Let's face it, Australia is in a climate crisis, caused by mining and burning coal and gas. The Liberals and Labor have made it clear that they back opening up more coal and gas. We simply must phase out coal and gas by 2030, because by 2050, it will simply be too late. We have the opportunity to take advantage of the thousands of jobs that come alongside the renewable energy superpower Australia should be into the future. Too many Australians are struggling to keep their head above water. Wages are low, work is insecure, housing is too expensive, and it costs too much to even see a dentist. Meanwhile, one in three big corporations pay no tax, and Australia's billionaires made more than billionaires anywhere else in the world during the pandemic. But unlike the Greens, the Liberal and Labor Party take millions in donations from these very same big corporations and billionaires, and their policies reflect it. So it's time to shake things up. The time has come to move on from 9 years of this LNP government, which has taken us for granted and sold us short every step of the way, but particularly in the last 3 years. It's time to put the Greens in the balance of power to keep the next government accountable on the issues that are important to our community. With only a 1.5% swing here in Queensland, we can kick out Pauline Hanson and elect a second Green senator, our Gladstone public school teacher candidate, Penny Allman-Payne, who would join our current Green Senator, Larissa Waters. To read further into the details of our election platform, I encourage you to visit the Greens website and compare our policies to what the other parties are offering. At the end of the day, your local member will vote in Parliament for the policies of their party, so it's important to align with them. If you hadn't had a chance to chat with me yet at markets, community forums, and social events across the electorate, and you'd like to reach out and even grab a coffee, please send me an email or message my Facebook, both of which can be found on the Greens website. So to wrap things up, your vote is powerful. If just a few hundred people change their vote from the last election, the Greens would be in the balance of power. In balance of power, the Greens would kick the Liberals out, push the next government to go further and faster on the climate crisis, and make the billionaires and big corporations pay their fair share of tax, so we can get dental and mental health into Medicare and ensure everyone has a secure, well-paid job and an affordable home. That's what I want for Dixon, Australia, and Australians. If you support our plan for positive change, voting One Greens is the best way to send a message. Thanks very much.
Keeping our community connected, 101.5.